理课堂听 class.com。
She would have bought a lot of food. She would have cleaned the house. She would have made plans to go sightseeing. She would have cooked a special dinner. She would have planned everything perfectly. And she certainly wouldn't have invited all her daughter's friends from nursery school to come over and play. Poor Linda.She really wishes her relatives had called in advance to say they were coming. The weekend was really a disaster.
The weekend was really a disaster. 这个周末简直是一场灾难。这句话非常有用。你可以说, Ha, this party was really a disaster. My exam was really a disaster. My date with my girlfriend was really a disaster.My trip to America was really a disaster. My life actually is really a disaster.
三，与将来时是相反，或现实的可能性不大的虚拟语气。Number 212.
If you were to miss a party, you would be sorry for it.
Forget it. I go to a different party every night.This one isn't so special.
四，虚拟语句中 if 的省略。Number 213.
Were you in my position, you would do the same.
I'm not that stupid.
五，虚拟语气的错综时间。Number 214.
If Jack had taken my advice, he would feel much better now.
What makes you so sure of that? Your advice never helped me.
Number 215.
How did your husband know my salary?
If he knew this, it would have had to be by accident.
六, I wish 中的虚拟语气 Number 216.
I wish I had a car.
I do too. I hate taking the bus every day.
Number 217.
I wish I had a pass exam.
You should have worked harder.
疯狂奉献。下面再送给大家五段对话，让你一举突破 I wish 句型及虚拟条件句。Number 1.
You know, I wish I knew my neighbors.
Oh, really? Why?
If I knew my neighbors, I wouldn't be lonely.
I know what you mean. Number 2.
You know, I wish I had a good memory.
Oh, really? Why?
If I had a good memory, I wouldn't forget people's names all the time.
I know what you mean.
Number 3.
You know, I wish I drove to work.
Oh, really? Why?
If I drove to work, I wouldn't have to wait for the bus every morning.
I know what you mean.
Number 4.
You know, I wish I had prepared for my English test.
Oh, really? Why?
If I had prepared for my English test, I wouldn't have gotten a low grade.
I know what you mean.
Number 5.
You know, I wish I had taken 2 aspirin when my tooth began to hurt.
Oh, really? Why?
If I had taken 2 aspirin, I wouldn't have felt miserable all day.
I know what you mean.
7. As if, as though...中的虚拟语气 Number 218.
He talks as if he had known John since boyhood.
But the truth is, they only met each other a few days ago.
Number 219.
The child acts as if she were a grown-up.
I know. She is very smart.
六星级句子大奉献。
It was as if a huge piece of chocolate had been melted down.
八，虚拟语气在 that 引导的主语从句中的用法。Number 220.
It is no wonder that she should be angry with you.
Why? All I did was call her the wrong name.
But it was your wedding day.
九。 虚拟语气在 that 引导的宾语从句中的用法。Number 221.
I demanded that I should be allowed to call my lawyer.
Your lawyer can't help you now. You're going to jail.
十，虚拟语气在 that 引导的表语从句中的用法。Number 222.
My suggestion is that we should tell him.
Are you crazy?
十一，虚拟语气在 that 引导的同位语从句中的用法。Number 223.
Do you agree to his suggestion that we go to Beijing instead of Shanghai?
No, I don't like Beijing. I want to go to Shanghai.
十二，it's time that...中的虚拟语气。Number 224.
It's time we left.
Are you sure you can't stay any longer?
Number 225.
It's time you got serious about learning English.
I know. I'm working on it.
Number 226.
It's high time we left. If we don't hurry, we'll be late.
Quit nagging me.
I know what time it is.
李阳老师的话，我和外国朋友在一起的时候 ，It's time that 这个句型简直是太有用了。
It's time you went to bed. It's time you realized how much China has changed. It's time you tried some authentic Chinese food. It's time we got started. It's time we got down to business.It's time I began to think seriously about my career. It's time you thought seriously about moving to China. It's time you treated your health seriously.
教师常用 It's high time 是美国老师最喜欢的句型，每天都要说数十遍。
It's high time you started paying more attention in class and less attention to girls. It's high time you took your schoolwork more seriously. Graduation is right around the corner. It's high time you stopped fooling around. You're not a little kid anymore.
我特别喜欢这个句子。It's high time you stop fooling around. You're not a little kid anymore.希望用三句法来大喊这个句子，再跟我喊一遍。It's high time you stop fooling around. You're not a little kid anymore.
Lisa, could you please read the sentence again, like you're giving me a lesson?
It's high time you stopped fooling around. You're not a little kid anymore.
Quit nagging me.
不要给我叨叨叨唠唠叨叨叨叨唠唠的啊！新闻媒体常用。
It's high time the government did something about the employment problem.
It's high time the government did something about employment problem.
抱怨常用。
It's high time you took me out to dinner. You never take me anywhere.
You are such an ungrateful woman. No wonder I never take you anywhere.
It's high time you took out the garbage for a change.
What are you talking about? I always take out the garbage.
Your brother has been living with us for 2 months now without working. It's high time he found a job.
疯狂找感觉。It's high time 等于中文的现在是应该立刻做某事的时候了，或现在是应该采取行动的时候了。额外奉献 Number 16
It's time that China entered the WTO
Number 17
It's time you learned how to take care of yourself
Number 18
It's time we went home
It's 19
It's time you went to bed
Number 20
It's time you minded your behavior
Number 21
It's high time we left for the party
Number 22
It's high time you grew up
Number 23.
It's about time we had dinner.
下面是我的一段简易人生故事，主要是用来说明语法的重要性。 首先请 Lisa 用慢速夸张的方式读一遍，方便大家模仿，最后我再用自然的语速读一遍。首先有请 Lisa。
My life story by Li Yang. I was born in a poor family in Jiangsu. I grew up with my grandparents. Because my parents chose to work in Xinjiang to serve the country right after they graduated from university. My mother just came back to Jiangsu to give birth to me and then returned to Xinjiang. My parents were busy working every day. They were very devoted to their country. They had no time for me. I was an extremely shy and introverted child. I had no confidence in myself at all. I was ashamed of my appearance. I was a terrible student. I had few friends. My mother beat me severely, so I hated her very much. I wanted to hit her back, but I didn't dare, because I had nowhere else to go. I wanted to be good, but I just didn't know how. I wanted to be excellent. I wanted to be successful. I wanted to do something great. I had big dreams, but I had no one to help me. No one could teach me. I was really lonely. I didn't know whom to turn to. My parents simply didn't like me and didn't understand me. My childhood was a nightmare. I felt so bad about myself. Even now, I don't like to think about it. My life was like this for 10 years. Things only started to change when I decided to learn English in 1988. I created my own way of learning English. I called it Crazy English. Crazy English totally changed my life. In the past 10 years, I've been traveling all over China to promote this method of learning English. It has helped millions of people. It has changed countless people's lives. I'm sure it will change your life too. How I wish I had been born into a different family. How I wish my parents had known how to raise kids. How I wish I had met a great teacher when I was young. How I wish I had someone to turn to for advice when I was puzzled. That's why I'm determined to devote all my life to real education. I'm going to spend the rest of my life making sure other people don't have to struggle the way I did. I don't care about being famous. I don't care about making money. I only care about helping others. I only care about improving myself. I will make a difference in this world, but I know I still have a long way to go. Please join me to give our kids the best education possible. Improving yourself, transcending yourself, helping other people, influencing other people. This is our goal. This is our destiny. This is our mission. This is our life.
My life story. I was born in a poor family in Jiangsu. I grew up with my grandparents. Because my parents chose to work in Xinjiang to serve the country right after they graduated from university. My mother just came back to Jiangsu to give birth to me, and then returned to Xinjiang. My parents were busy working every day. They were very devoted to their country. They had no time for me. I was an extremely shy and introverted child. I had no confidence in myself at all. I was ashamed of my appearance. I was a terrible student. I had a few friends. My mother beat me severely. So I hated her very much. I wanted to hit her back, but I didn't dare because I had nowhere else to go. I wanted to be good, but I just didn't know how. I wanted to be excellent. I wanted to be successful. I wanted to do something great. I had big dreams, but I had no one to help me. No one could teach me. I was really lonely. I didn't know whom to turn to. My parents simply didn't like me and didn't understand me. My childhood was a nightmare. I felt so bad about myself. Even now, I don't like to think about it. My life was like this for 10 years. Things only started to change when I decided to learn English in 1988. I created my own way of learning English. I called it Crazy English. Crazy English totally changed my life. In the past 10 years, I had been traveling all over China to promote this method of learning English. It has helped millions of people. It has changed countless people's lives. I'm sure it will change your life too. How I wish I had been born into a different family. How I wish my parents had known how to raise kids. How I wish I had met a great teacher when I was young. How I wish I had had someone to turn to for advice when I was puzzled. That's why I'm determined to devote all my life to real education. I'm going to spend the rest of my life making sure other people don't have to struggle the way I did. I don't care about being famous. I don't care about making money. I only care about helping others. I only care about improving myself. I will make a difference in this world. But I know I still have a long way to go. Please join me to give our kids the best education possible. Improving yourself, transcending yourself, helping other people, influencing other people. This is our goal. This is our destiny. This is our mission. This is our life. This is Leon saying goodbye from Guangzhou.
Just like living these days, with some good nights along the way, holding, holding me tight. My love for you with fairy tales are true. I love you and I do. All I know without you long, I'm to change from weak to strong. This year, this year,
I know just what I want.